coast is clear. And just like that, so warm, good night, Master. How are you? Did you sleep well? Sorry. I really didn't mean to wake you, but seems like it was a happy accident. Well, because now I get the pleasure of your presence. Your conscious presence, that is. Though I would have been plenty content just pressed up against your warm body. Funny thing, actually, your sister sent me in here to get you. Oh, I don't know. Something about business with the rivaling vampire clan? Or was it that she didn't want me to wake you because she wanted to handle it herself? I can't remember. Stop. You should let her handle things more often. She's not... Well, she'll always be your baby sister, but she's not an actual child. She can handle herself well, and of course she isn't a better leader than you, but you're lucky to have her as your second in command. I mean it. Leave it. She'll be fine. Besides, she almost always handles any outer quarrels without your knowledge anyways. Everything always ends up fine. You have nothing to worry about. And plus, why would you want to leave bed when you have me here next to you? You know, I always thought I might be jealous you never offered the position of second to me, but I'm not. Well, like I said, she's good at the job. Almost like it was made for her. If someone can do it better, then why would I stand in their way? And after all this free time I have gets to be spent pampering you. A task I hope I will never complete. Because then that means it would end. Sorry, was I being gushy? I didn't mean to. But I thought you liked it when I was gushy. Oh, don't give me that. All this stress of leading vampire clans going straight to your head. And to your tummy, it seems. Is that a little stress weight I detect? Oh, don't worry. I like the budge. It suits you. I'm only teasing. Really, don't. I want you to stay here. It's handled, and the night doesn't start for a little while longer now. Why don't you just stay with me? I can go through your to-do list right here. We don't have to leave. But of course, You know I memorize it every morning. Let's see. Yes, new recruits. Oh, but wait. Your sister's already seeing to that. You have a meeting with that big boss lady? The one who runs the Western clans. Yes. Something about a truce, if I recall. Hopefully it only means good things. No. What makes you think so? Oh, my master. Always so worried about everything. When I turned you into a vampire, I quite thought you would just be... Well, I certainly didn't think you would make it this far. And here we are. But of course, none of the other clans would have formed if it wasn't for you. They've all followed in your footsteps. And can you blame them? You have secret underground control under every major human city in the East. The carnage you have brought. I remember when even the mention of hurting a human passed my lips, you would have struck me square across the face. And now here you are, with farms made just for them. If I remember correctly, you even referred to them as livestock the other day. I almost lost it. Oh, but I couldn't. I had to maintain a front. Especially in a meeting with all those high-ranking officials. Wouldn't want to have embarrassed you. Well, I am so glad you don't hate the livestock. I know I'm only teasing. You are the first vampire to attempt to coexist with them. And it's working. I'm proud of you. Pale? But of course I'm pale. I'm a vampire. I'm half dead already. I suppose I do need a drink. But it's nothing to worry about. I can just go and grab it. When we, well, what is on the to-do list? From you? But... Yes, I... Well, it's just... common between lovers, and... lovers. Are you asking to be? I didn't know you thought so highly of me, Master. Are you finally returning my feelings? Of course. What is it you require? You would have me beg. I see you are feeling particularly sadistic this morning, Master. However, I shall oblige you, as always. Please, Master, just a little taste. Does that please you, Master? Good. I'm happy to have been of service to you in any way that pleases you. You're being awfully forward with me this night, Master. Why the sudden change of heart? I see. You are in need of some relief down here. I don't understand, Master. You could have your pick of any man or woman in the clan. Why are you choosing me? Why have you never said these things before? And all of a sudden you're being so touchy and affectionate. If you've wanted me this badly, why now? So long, what you taste like. Sweet. Nothing like I've ever tasted or ever will. But of course, Master, you may drink for me whenever you wish. Oh. what are you doing? But I thought you wanted me to give you pleasure and relief. So why are you moving your mouth down towards? You're not really going to do that, are you? But you must let me serve you, Master. I will do anything for you to make you feel good. Why are you taking more blood from my thighs? I thought you said I was the thirsty one. Master, you mustn't put your mouth there. Master, you mustn't. Who knew you are so skilled with your Master, don't stop, please. Fuck. Oh my God. What's wrong? Flip over. Why? Are you going to put it in me? Please put it in me. Please fuck me, Master. Please. Please fuck me. Oh my God. Oh my God. sister. Can we do it again?